In 2010, a then little-known Catholic nun wrote a letter that helped change the face of health care in America. As Congress debated the bill, Sister Simone Campbell sent her letter of support to the leaders of 60 women's religious orders, asking them to get on board, too. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act passed out of Congress and was signed. Today, we informally know that law as Obamacare. Sister Simone's letter helped propel her organization's social justice mission. In 2012, her group Network launched its first national bus tour. Her work is the subject of an upcoming documentary, Nuns on the Bus.
Well, it's the unbelievable adventure of driving around our country on a bus, stopping at various cities to hear the stories of real people and to bring the message that in community we can be better. We've done 4 trips now, and each one is a little different, but each time what we do is we meet people, we hear their stories, we hear about their challenges, and I think we bring a bit of hope that we, the people, can make a difference.
Was this your brainchild?
Nobody knows who first came up with the idea. We were at a meeting, I even remember the day, May 14th, 2012, to respond to the Vatican censure that had named our little organization as being a bad influence on Catholic sisters. And so where my prayer led me was to convene a group of secular colleagues because all the Catholics were so depressed and upset and angry, and that was just horrible. So convened secular colleagues in our conference room, and after an hour and a half meeting, we were going on the road, pushing back against the Paul Ryan budget, which we'd been doing for a really long time already, and lifting up the works of Catholic sisters. And nobody knows who first said road trip in that meeting. But it was clear by the end we were going out.
You launched your first national bus tour in 12,
right,
during the presidential campaign. What issues did you hear most about from people that you met back then?
Well, what we saw over and over was the devastation that would be done to folks by the then Ryan budget that had been approved by the Republicans in the House of Representatives. And because we went to low-income neighborhoods that relied on funding for various services, we saw how the services that Catholic sisters provide would be decimated. And we also saw the worry of people worried about being able to provide food for their families. I remember in Milwaukee, we met Billy and his wife, and they both are working full-time but making minimum wage and using all their money to pay rent. So they were using food stamps to feed their 2 kids, one a 14-year-old boy, which you can imagine how much he ate. Well, so they used food stamps to feed their kids, and then they came to St. Benedict the Moor dining room at night. St. Benedict the Moor dining room would have experienced a significant cut in the access to food if the Paul Ryan budget had gone through. Mm. And people just didn't realize this. Mm.
Back then, the Vatican itself accused your group of spreading, quote, radical feminist themes, and this was made in 2012 during the papacy of Pope Benedict, not under Pope Francis. What issues did they see as radical?
Well, that's a good question because they just made these global comments. But I think the real issue, the reason why they were mad at us, is because in 2010, we had won on healthcare reform. The bishops in the United States got bad information from their staff and opposed the Affordable Care Act. We supported the Affordable Care Act, and it became, I wrote what's called the Nuns Letter, which 59 leaders of Catholic Sisters community signed. And I've been told by many, including President Obama, that it was the tipping point that got the Affordable Care Act passed. It's not perfect, but it's so much better than what we had. But the bishops' office does not forget that we won on health care. And as one of the signers said, oh, Sister Simone, don't worry about it. The boys played the girls, and for once, the girls won.
But it was either then or it was shortly thereafter that I think you were accused of not spending enough time propounding church teachings on abortion and sexual morality here. So that was the wrong message,
right?
I guess.
Right, and spending too much time working for issues of the poor. It was the other part of it. And the truth was that that's our mission. Network was founded to respond to the needs of those at the economic margins of our society. So I took it as a badge of honor that we did too much of our mission. That was perfect.
Our guest today on Current State is Sister Simone Campbell. She's the executive director of Network, a national Catholic social justice lobby. She's an attorney and a political lobbyist, and she's visiting a number of sites in East Lansing today where she'll talk about her mission. You completed your most recent Nuns on the Bus tour just last month. You started in St. Louis and eventually reached Washington. 15 cities in 11 days.
Yes, it was a little intense, but it was fabulous, as always. And this trip went to areas that are more mixed in terms of their political orientation. Our whole theme was bridge the divides, transform politics. We're really about trying to figure a way where we can talk to each other instead of just yell at each other, be talking to heads that yell. That's the most destructive thing for a democracy. And so we're very worried about that reality as we look at the beginning of this presidential cycle. I mean, it looks horrible already. So we said, let's go on the bus and let's try to bridge some divides. That was what we were about.
I hesitate to say this, but there's a stunt-like quality to Nuns on the Bus. I'd say a different word if I could think of a different word, but that's kind of the best word I can come up with. How seriously does the broader public take you and the other Nuns on the Bus?
Oh.
Do they ever take it too frivolously, your message? Do they ever just not listen to the message?
Oh, absolutely not. At least we've never experienced it. But I think what it does is it brings joy to hungry people. The fact in our society, we have little joy in our lives. And what Pope Francis said in his exhortation in November 2013, that we have to live the joy of the gospel. And that's what this is. This is about going into neighborhoods, communities, touching their pain, hearing their stories, but finding joy in the midst. To have joy, hope, and the anguish of our time all wrapped up into one, that reveals truth. That sets us free.
Can you give us just a taste of your talk tonight? It's entitled The Spirituality of Activism.
Well, I've got these three virtues that I'm recommending for the 21st century, and they're holy curiosity, where we ask each other curious questions about what do you believe? How do you think about these things? What matters to you? And then the second is sacred gossip, where once you find out the answers to your holy curiosity, you share it with folks. Like I found out asking in a restaurant, if the wait staff, do you get paid a living wage or are you just making minimum wage? Do you rely on tips or how's this going for you? Are you able to survive? Then if you share the answer, then you can let people know good news or bad news about what's going on and about whether or not people are getting a just wage. And then finally, it's the virtue of doing one thing. Often we get overwhelmed and just feel like, oh my glory, there's so much to do. And we end up doing nothing. So in our spirituality, we know that we've got this idea we're all connected, we're all one body. Well, just do your part. That's all I ask. Just do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do it well. Don't insist everybody else is doing it. And then gossip about what you've discovered, and you'll encourage other people to do their part. Those are the kinds of things we'll talk about.
Sister Simone Campbell is an attorney and lobbyist. She's the executive director of the Catholic Social Justice Group Network, and she's touring the Lansing area today to talk about her advocacy work across the country as well as her experiences as the leader of Nuns on the Bus. Sister Simone, welcome to East Lansing. Enjoy your visit. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you so much. I've been delighted to be able to be with you. Thank you.